Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, y'all? What's up? This is your girl, MJ, and my bag. I had a little dead air there, but it's okay, though, because I was just chilling, and that's how it should be every day of your life. You should just step on the scene, cool and clean. What's up, y'all? It's Thursday in this part of America, and we have 29 minutes remaining. You are on the air with your girl, Miss Mary Jane. Call me. Let's see, 323-642-1230. Again, 323-642-1230. If you want to hang out on the show, I really do mean it when I say call me. I'm like, I love being interactive with an audience. So, you know, if you see the number, in fact, I'm going to post it to Twitter. I'm going to go onto Twitter and I'm going to give you all the number because I know that's why, you know, people are like, wait a minute. If we supposed to call you, how we going to call you, Barry? If you ain't, we got your real number, real live, or do we got the blog talk number? So I'm about to put it out there. But meanwhile, thank you for joining me. I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, everybody's listening here today. I can tell you the weather right now. I can say like it's looking sunny and blue, you know, but I'm still looking for that real nigga weatherman, real nigga meteorologist to come sit in with your girl. You know what I'm saying? It ain't no big check right now. It could be depending on, you know, how you put your work in or whatever, but it's not really a big check. So if you want to come and you want to, you know, do weather for the MJ Live show, I would appreciate it. I ain't even gonna make you come to work every day. Just you know, every other day, just check in and let us know. Even if you go somewhere where the MJ Live show is not, we still can cover the weather and you can still, you know, let us know what you think is gonna be. I really need to start a pool on the weather and start placing bets because it feels a lot like gambling. I mean, you know, like put my money on the red. Like I feel a lot like gambling now. Like if you go outside, you know, you don't know what it's gonna be. It could be a tornado, it could be a hurricane, it could be a tsunami, it could be an earthquake, it could be some rain, it could be some sleet. We don't know. It's a lot like gambling. But look, I'm about to put the number out there. So when you feel the need to, you know, call and save it, put it in your contacts. Like it's one of your homies. Yeah. Let's get this party started, you know. All right. So, MJ Live people, we have 27 minutes remaining, and you are chatting with the girl, hip-hop writer, international news star. No, I'm just kidding. I got to go there. But look, we are reporting real news right now. You know what I'm saying? And that's my whole thing. Like, we're not going to be a part of the fake news. I feel Trump... when he said there's a lot of fake news going on. It is, you know what I'm saying? It makes no sense. Like, where are y'all getting this stuff from? You know? Like, I mean, it just can't go down like this. It can't go down to where you're just saying anything and anything is flying by and we believe in it. Like, it ain't cool. You know, shout out to everybody that's listening right now. Call me. I just put the link up or the number up. So let's see who all is going to join your girl on the MJ Live show today. All right. Now, look, I have a couple of subjects that I want to talk about. Not too many. I'm not gonna tarry too long. You know, shout out to all about, you know, social media heads out there that, you know, you get the lingo. It's a little bit going on behind that statement. But, yeah, I'm not going to tarry too long. Wink, wink. I'll just put the number out there. If you want to call me, it's 1-319-527-6060. I want to hear from all, you know, around the world. I don't care if, you know, you just want to talk about what you ate for breakfast. Let's do it. I ain't going to talk to you that long if you call it and say that. But I will, you know, entertain and we can, you know, hang for a second. So we have 25 minutes remaining. Now, the first subject was Walmart, right? Like, I'm just getting right to it. I could, like, you know, t- talk about other things, but I want to talk about them first. And there's so many things that can be said about about Walmart right now. But I ain't going to go there and make it anything that, you know, is just to where it's too much. But I'm really kind of, I don't know, Dick's Sporting Goods and Walmart, actually, they stepped it up. They say they will no longer sell firearms and ammunition to people younger than 21. I have to totally just thank our lucky stars on that. We should thank our lucky stars because it's starting. It's the gun culture, you know, to where people think it's okay just to carry guns at any age. And it's not. I don't care if it's a hunting rifle. I don't care if it's a BB gun. If you know, my son came and asked me for a BB gun, I don't think I could say, okay, yeah, you can walk around with a BB gun. Like, I can't do that because that's, to me, it's not safe. Like, even when my little brother had a BB gun, like, I was like, oh, my God. what's this dude about to do? And sure enough, it got ugly. So it's not okay to just be, you know, selling minor guns. And, you know, 21 is a start. I think they were actually trying to raise it higher than that. But 21 is a start because, as you see, the person who, I guess, shot up the school in Florida, he was like, what, 19? Yeah, so Walmart announced Wednesday that it would no longer sell firearms and ammunition to people younger than 21 and would also remove items resembling assault-style rifles from its website. The move comes after Dick's Sporting Goods announced earlier in the day that it would restrict the sale of firearms to those under 21 years old. It didn't mention ammunition. Dick's also said it would immediately stop selling assault rifles, and its CEO took on the National Rifle Ads. Wait, what? And its CEO took on the National Rifle Ads by demanding tougher laws. Okay, so it's just a typo. I thought I was reading that right. I thought they were calling out the NRA instead of calling them the NRA, calling them the National Rifle of Ads. Like, wow, like it's beat for real. Like, overnight, NRA is public enemy number one. That's crazy. Like, I mean, I know they had to address the situation and the topic as far as like gun control, but who knew that it was going to flip on the NRA like this? Like, I bet you it was all good a week ago for them, and I bet you couldn't have told them that this was going to happen, you know? Like, all the people that they've been supporting, all the people that they've been rallying, they've been spending money, breaking bread, you know, now it's like it's now not a good look to be associated with them. And I think someone dropped them. I think it was like the airlines or something. They dropped them from a discount plan. Yeah, like if you were a member of the NRA, you could actually fly like Delta at a discounted rate. I'm sorry, and I don't know if it was Delta. Let me get back to you on that. But I know that with the NRA, they have like a discount card, and basically get like a rental car service to where, I mean, you know, you go to Enterprise or whatever, but it's like they offer, you know, discounts. So a lot of those accounts are about to, you know, get dropped because they don't want to be associated with NRA, which I guess, I don't know, it's really controversial anyway to be associated with something like that. So to drop them now, I don't really think that's fair. But if you want them to take a certain stance on things, then yeah, you know, everybody's kind of taking a stance on them. And they have become like a big monster. You know, because the first used to be like a cute little organization. I mean, not no shade to them, but, you know, you could have a gun and you felt like you were part of a family because they basically looked out for your rights. They would, you know, inform you about what rights had changed on the Capitol or whatever through mail, you know. And it was kind of like being a part of having AAA, you know what I'm saying, or AARP, you know, something like that. So, with the NRA, they kind of don't, I don't want to say protect people because they never did. It's just about money now. But, you know, you didn't hear that from me, you know, because they could change it around. I mean, I'm just saying, like, ain't nothing wrong with being about the money. I ain't hating. It's not about, you know, how much money you're not getting. It's about what money, where it's being distributed to, and just the power, because along with money comes power. And most people, you know, they get corrupt. So let's see. Walmart said its decision came after the company reviewed its firearm sales policy in light of the mass shooting at Majorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, that killed 17 people. The teenage gunman used an AR-15 rifle. It said it takes seriously our obligation to be a responsible seller of firearms and also emphasize its background of serving sportsmen and hunters. Right, because it's a lot of hunters that go to Dick's Sporting Goods. But people hunt with their kids, you know, or their teenagers. And it's like, I just think that there needs to be responsibility had and a boundary drawn about how you present a gun to your child or your whoever, you know, like you can't just make it like it's okay. Like as long as you handle it okay, no, because everybody's not mentally capable of just handling a gun and it not, you know, corrupting you. It's almost like the movie The Rings where they get close to that ring and then it just corrupts you because it's just pure power, you know. Not saying that the gun is, you know, that much power, but just saying, you know, just to have a power of life in your hands. Like some people ain't ready for that. And if they're already over the edge and crazy, add crazy to the equation, then you got, you know, yourself a mass shooting. So, yeah. It also says that Walmart stopped selling AR-15 guns and other semi-automatic weapons in 2015. It doesn't sell bump stocks, the accessory attached to a semi-automatic gun that makes it easier to fire rounds faster. It also doesn't sell large capacity magazines. It also says it doesn't sell handguns except in Alaska, which, okay, you need a gun in Alaska. You know, it's panda bears up there. It's not, is it panda bears? No, not panda. those big bears that eat fish out the ice and stuff. Yeah. You know, you need a gun for that. I just heard that they run up on you. That, you know, I have family and they lived in Alaska, and it wasn't no joke. You get attacked by a seal on the right day, you know, if you're out there wading your feet in the water and stuff like that. But yes, in announcing the change in policy, the company said it had processes in place to make sure it was applied for online sales. So they're saying, yeah, don't think we forgot about online. They'll try to go online and buy it because I think it's some kind of way to wear that online. You can buy like a super, don't quote me, much I am, but I'm not, I don't know their laws. No, I don't. Changing that rule. Somebody call me and I miss you. Here, 1-319-527-6060. I'm so sorry. We have 17 minutes remaining, 33 seconds to go. It's just, if you have an opinion on gun control, give me a call. I want to hear from a gun enthusiast. I want to hear from a non-gun enthusiast because I feel like, you know, there's a conversation to be had. And I've never quite agreed with that statement more than now. Like a conversation to be had as far as like, you know, gun owners, do you feel like, you know, their laws should be scaled back a little bit? I mean, or are you tired of this affecting your right? You know, when some idiot gets out there with a rifle, you know, and next thing you know, every gun owner's got to feel it. Like, I know that that's annoying. I have friends and family who are gun owners and they don't seem too happy about what's going on. I mean, but not like they're like protesting or anything like that. They just, you know, they don't want their gun rights affected and just off one stupid person. But yeah, shout out to everybody that's listening right now. I hope you're enjoying your Thursday. I am going to enjoy mine. I plan on enjoying it. Plan on having a great day. I don't think there's anything wrong with saying that. You know, planning a great day is the first start to having a great day. So yeah. But I know for a fact that if I don't listen to Migos Stir Fry at least once a day, no, I'll take that back. I was listening to it every day. I had to actually stop listening to that song because damn you, Migos. Damn, you were making those hits. It was stuck in my head. I couldn't take it. And I had to stop listening to it. And I literally know all the words and everything. And it's just, and, you know, yeah. So, let's see, Oprah. You know, I wanted to talk about Oprah a little bit. I've always loved Oprah. And, you know, shout out to her for being a boss and best out of her life. And, you know, I really admire her.
says she's an excellent news reporter. I mean, when she was. To me, she still reports news. Like, it'll never change. I don't care if she has a magazine. I don't care if she has a food line. I don't care if she does vegetables with Tiffany Haddish, if she sells vegetables. I just always will see her as the news reporter reporting news. And just, I don't know. Her show was so bomb. She was like the first Dr. Phil. Even though Dr. Phil ain't as hard as Oprah's show was, you know? Like, Dr. Phil's show is kind of like scaled back a bit. Oprah would ask questions and she would listen. With Dr. Phil, he's going to ask you questions, but then he goes, "I fix your problems." You know? And I've heard him tell some stone cold murderers, "You can be okay. You're going to be all right, right? If you don't kill again." And it's like, no, Dr. Phil, you got to be crazy. And with Oprah, you know, she could dissect crazy. She could talk to anybody. So, you know, that's where I gain my respect for her. She's just dope to me. But, you know, she's in the news for some stuff. She's beefing. Well, no, Monique's beefing with her. I ain't going to say that she's beefing with Monique because Oprah probably can't even see. She's probably laughing at this, you know. But and it's not no shade towards Monique, which if you want to come on the show, Monique, and talk to me, because I see you making your rounds. And I love you, you know, if you want to come on show, holler at me, let me know. You know, get your point across, whatever. As far as, like, you know, with Oprah being a boss, I mean, you know, it is what it is. So Oprah needs a guy to run for president. Does that give you hope about her becoming president? Do we really want to see Oprah run for president? You know, when she first, like, slightly made that announcement that she would, at first I was, like, super happy, like, ah, yeah, like, you know, it's pretty cool. You know, we're going to get back to the drawing board as far as, like, you know, real politics and real people and yada, yada, smaggity, smaggity. And then, you know, I thought about it. Man, I really want to see run up against Trump's minion campaign department fighting the stars right now, you know, to win this 2020 election. And I feel for whoever comes up against him because they are going to have a problem. He's going to expose you. He's expose it all. If Oprah ain't never tipped somewhere, we about to find out. If she didn't tip a person who's washing her car, we about to find out. If she shot a squirrel in her backyard, we be going to find out. He's going. And I don't really want to see Oprah go through that. Like, I don't think she deserves that. But I think she's tough, you know. So she's tough, so I think she could go through it, but do we really want her to get shredded to pieces by, you know, information, all that stuff like that? Like, you know, it remains to be seen, and she might just do it, but she says she needs a sign from God, right? Earlier this year, Oprah Winfrey sparked rumors she might run for president of the United States after her longtime boyfriend, Stephen Graham, said she was considering it. Now Oprah says it will take an act from God. I actually went into prayer about it. God, I said, Oprah said, if you think I'm supposed to run, you got to tell me. And it has to be so clear that I can't even miss it. And I haven't gotten that. Oh, that just broke my heart. She hasn't gotten it. And it don't sound good because I don't think God, he might tell her. He might. But right now, he's busy with Trump. He's busy. I think that this is, you should give God for it. The world is telling you, man. But it's okay if you don't. No shade. I totally get it. I totally agree. And like I said, I would not want to see you come up against a conglomerate as such and they try to destroy her, because that is what Demi Trump, he doesn't play. Like, and I'm not even hating on the fact of how he's making his moves. It's just strategic. It's all it is. And you can't really be mad at somebody winning the game. But at the same time, we need help, Jesus. And I think God is kind of busy, Oprah. So please, if you hear this, bro, this is if wouldn't God say something like that? He would totally say something like that. So yeah, okay. 10 minutes remaining, people. Like. Because she wouldn't release a double statement. you know, that's what I mean about her being media savvy and what she's doing, not release a double statement. Well, I might, and I might not. She get a song, she might, you know, so. You have to have your in a row doing something like that, running for president, randomly just, so hopefully she'll have it all together, you know what I'm saying, to where she will be able to run against Trump. Because I think she understands that too. She don't want that drama. Like, it's drama. That them cats are not playing. So, you know. Moving on. Safari, Nicki Minaj's ex-boo. This is for all my ladies who are listening to the show right now, right? Y'all know who Safari is. Well, not really. You probably don't. Let me take that back. You probably don't. Because it's not like he's, you know, a high commodity on the scene as far as, like, people like, oh, my God, yeah, Safari. No, but he is Nicki Minaj's ex-boo. So if you would know of him, that's, you know, probably how you heard that name. And Love and Hip Hop. Is it New York? I can't even keep up with him now. I think it might be New York, might be Atlanta. I don't know. They have Love and Hip Hop Miami, too, which is my favorite, by the way. Love and Hip Hop Miami. I used to be New York. That was my favorite because I liked the vibe of it. But now it's like Miami because they just get right to it. You know what I'm saying? They don't even play. They drama be on that day. Like, you ain't even got to watch 3-4 episodes to catch up with what somebody going to say. It's happening tonight. And the reunion is supposed to be so lit. So I can't wait to see it. But Safari, Nicki Minaj's ex, literally, he's promoting a single right now. Let's just keep it 100 right quick. Okay. He's promoting a single, and his new single happens to be called Hunted, right? And it just charted on iTunes, which is pretty cool. I heard the single when he debuted it on The Breakfast Club. I thought it was dope. He's an excellent, excellent, excellent writer. I give him 5 stars. I give him 4 stars because it's one thing that he can work on, but I can tell you what it is. It just seems like he's there, but he's just got one more thing that he needs, you know, and it's probably that star power, which Nicki had, you know. So with them together, that was just probably off the charts. But he is by himself. Also, he's writing, and it just, I don't know, he's his singles is heating up, but he leaked, or no. No, 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 let me say that right. Leaked naked pictures of him causing an internet frenzy, which I did not participate in, by the way. And I must say, and I'm very proud of that because I just feel like, you know, it's like what they say, the era of the Kim K where they're just overexposed. And I just, when I heard it, I wasn't even, it's not like I wasn't interested, like, oh, wow, you know, the latest news, but it just was not news to me, right? Real news, right? People, MJ Live Show, people, 7 minutes remaining. You are rocking with your girl. You know, and we're damn. Yes, but back to he had appropriate for your view measure, if I must say it like that. But I think it's a actually doing it from a which makes it do they probably been beefing with some people over hip hop females. Let's say females, Dream Doll, you know, and Yandy. I mean, he's not really beefing with Yandy, but you know, he doesn't really like the way she's moving. So it could have been anybody. And they can hack your cloud, they can hack everything now. So I don't, when somebody say they're hacked, like 70% of the time, I believe it because you ain't just going to expose yourself like that, you know. And you like in the public eye, you don't really, and you know, paying for exposure, you don't really need that type of exposure. So, but it paid off because his single, it charted, right? It went to iTunes and it charted. Let's see. Because I was just looking at the chart. He is, right. He's on the charts, he's number 31. And he says, tell a friend to get that Hunted. And it's a hot song too. I mean, you know, it's not the best song that you've ever heard, but it's a hot song. Now look, if he's 31, And then Race Murder is number 33. Let's go up. No, Logic is number 34 with his 1-800 song, which is pretty cool because it's still on the charts. Wow, I mean, that song's been out for a second now, and he's still doing good on the charts. So shout out to Logic. 28 is Rockstar featuring 21 Savage. And let's see, 30 is New Freezer featuring Kendrick Lamar. So 31 is Safari. Pretty good. You're a bond good company, Safari, as far as like your charting position. That's what's up. That's what's up. I think that's all he wanted. Okay, so let's get to this the news. Like, CDC scientists allegedly made an odd comment to a neighbor before the day that he disappeared, right? Okay. Timothy Cunningham is a CDC scientist. He studies diseases. In fact, let's just get down to business. A offer for the information on the mysterious disappearance of the epidemiologist. I don't know if I said that right. I'm not going to concentrate on that right now because usually I do correct myself, but I just don't feel like it right now. So just keep it at 100. But word for the day, 100. For the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, Timothy Cunningham disappeared more than 2 weeks ago after he left work early saying he felt sick. As a disease detective, which I've never even heard, they hunt diseases. Is that what it is? Disease detective. That's what's up. All right. I'm just saying, like, what kind of paycheck is that? Like, that's major. Like, and what do? Like, you hunt for a disease? Like, I'm going to look into that because seems like a cool job. But he was deployed to the public health spot to investigate viruses like Ebola and Zika, right? Ebola and Zika. Keep that in mind. His next-door neighbor, Vivian Torrey, says Cunningham said something out to her husband the day he went missing, reports CBS News Omar Villafranca. He told my husband to tell his wife, me, to erase his cell phone number from my cell phone, Torrey said. Investigators returned to the woods around Cunningham's house Monday searching for more clues. His family found his wallet, his car, even his beloved dog, all left behind in the Atlanta home. And Cunningham's father, Terrell, drove from Maryland to Georgia after not hearing from his son for 2 days. His parents and other family members have been putting up missing posters throughout Cunningham's neighborhood and trying to get the word out about his disappearance through the media. He has such a history of being so responsible, dependable, that I think what pulls us in awe is such a disbelief that he would move in such a way. Wow. So his daddy was saying he was a creature of habit. Like, he didn't just, you know, come home and kick his shoes off and then lay down and go to sleep. He would come home, you know, put his keys down, take his shoes off, call his parents, and then fix him some dinner, and then play with his dog. You know, he was a creature of habit. So, you know, when somebody who moves like that doesn't call you for 2 days, you know something's wrong. So Cunningham graduated from Morehouse College and earned advanced degrees from Harvard. The 35-year-old reportedly lived alone. Police do not suspect foul play, but they also say they're exploring all possibilities, and Cunningham's family is pleading for the public's help. If anyone sees anything that relates to or think you've seen Timothy, please call the number. The CDC released a statement saying Dr. Cunningham's colleagues, friends at CDC hope that he is safe, and we want him to return to his loved ones and work protecting people's health. There have really been no clues on his disappearance, but they're still looking for him. So I will bring you more on that story. It's pretty deep. It's pretty deep, y'all, but it's probably related to some information that I heard that he exposed, but he wasn't supposed to speak on. So yeah. Anyway, I'm just going to say that I'm going to end this right here, people. But if I can broadcast again today, I'll be back. I'll actually let you know. I'll tweet it out. But if not, you'll catch me later. So thank you for hanging out. Again, that number is 1-319-527-6060 for the MJ Live Show. And, you know, it's